Senator Ted Kennedy is undergoing brain surgery at this hour at Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. A spokesman for Kennedy said the surgery will last 6 hours until mid-afternoon today. Joining us now from Boston is NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. And Richard, remind us what kind of brain cancer that the senator has been diagnosed with.
They haven't officially said the subtype, but they've called it a malignant glioma, which is comes from the cells called glia cells that support the thinking cells in the brain called neurons. It's widely assumed from what we know that this is a subtype called a glioblastoma, which is a bad kind of cancer to get. It is the most common in patients of Kennedy's age, which is 76.
And what do we know of his treatment? Obviously, he's undergoing brain surgery.
Yes, he's undergoing brain surgery this morning. When the diagnosis was announced a couple of weeks ago, they did not mention surgery, and many people assumed that it was inoperable. Obviously, the surgeons at Duke University don't consider it inoperable. They say he's undergoing what's called targeted or guided surgery, and the assumption is that he's awake and that the neurosurgeon, Alan Friedland, will probe very carefully to determine what he can safely cut out without damaging normal tissue that might control things like language or muscle control. And during the process, he'll occasionally ask the senator, we assume, questions and get feedback from instruments to, you know, indicate if he's getting too close to healthy tissue. The purpose of the surgery is not to remove the entire tumor. You usually can't do that with these kind of tumors because they have these tentacles, but to reduce it in size, and that may give a better chance that radiation and chemotherapy can bring the tumor under control.
And as the news of the senator's illness has unfolded, there's been a lot of talk about his prognosis. Is there anything to indicate exactly what Senator Kennedy's prognosis will be?
The short answer is no. Professor Friedland's website, I noticed this morning, says flatly that patients with glioblastoma have a life expectancy of less than a year, but there's a lot of variability. And one woman I talked to last week was well 5 years after her diagnosis. So there are new treatments, and more patients are doing better than they used to.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR health correspondent Richard Knox on news that Senator Ted Kennedy is undergoing brain surgery this morning for a cancerous tumor. And we'll continue to follow this story and bring you more as we learn it.